Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And as you know, we do serious stuff here on the show. We talk about serious things like your small business, like my small business, like taking care of customers, like dealing with the government, like making payroll on Friday. These are all very serious things. But we don't do it without having fun. We make sure that while we're being serious about our business, we don't take ourselves too seriously. We try to have a little fun. And so I hope you like that. If you don't, you know, you got other places you can go. But around here, we do serious stuff, but we do it with fun. David Dossie likes fun. That's what I like about David. He's an attorney who likes fun. How about that? He's an intellectual property attorney. We used to call him patent attorneys back in the day. And I guess he won't mind if we call him that sometimes, but he's not only one of our top intellectual property attorneys in the Brain Trust. He's my intellectual property attorney. He's a partner with the law firm of Gallagher and Dossie out of the great state of Ohio, and he's here to talk to us about some really important stuff. David Dossie, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
You like fun, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, got to have a little fun. You know, we're not going to get out of this thing alive, David. You know, I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, it's so you might as well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we might as well eat the whole thing. And that's what I'm going to try to do. Hey, one of the things that I know you got on your mind today is intellectual property, of course, but also you've got a fascinating made a fascinating point here with what you want to talk about, and this is the idea of outsourcing. What about your intellectual property when you're outsourcing, or when you're doing any kind of coming together with any kind of other company? You and I've dealt with this with my contracts, haven't we?
Absolutely. And that's the thing with a lot of small businesses view outsourcing as, you know, call centers in India, when in fact outsourcing is any, you know, task that you could or should be doing in-house that you've determined is more efficient to
right.
hire someone else to do.
Right. And folks, and David, we have to come back to our default position that I've been talking about, but you know, way before I knew you, and you've helped us develop it since we've been working together, and that is small business owners, you may not have a patent. You may never have registered a trademark. I hope you'll work on those things because you can do it. But that does not mean that you don't have intellectual property that are valuable assets that need to be protected, that need to be tended to, that need to be recognized. And David, as you bump up against other companies, these properties are now what you call trade secrets, and as you bump up against other companies and they're able to peer over into your operation, they have access to those things, don't they?
Absolutely. And the point that often hammers at home for people is when you ask, well, how would you feel about this person also working for your nearest competitor?
Right.
And they say, what? No way. Well, they would never do that. Say, well, of course they would. You know,
well, it depends on the industry. It depends on their ethics. It also depends on whether you've asked them or not.
Right.
But I mean, business is business, right?
Right. And those are the type of issues that really you need to address up front, because the last thing is to be dealing with that after the fact, when you're upset and your feelings are hurt because they are working with your competitors.
So here's the thing, David. Two things. One of the great levelers of the playing field for small business is the ability to take advantage of the thousands of outsourced resources that are out there that are set up to help small business owners focus on their core competencies and let other people do these other things. That's one thing. That's we're all doing more and more of that. And the second thing is we have intellectual property. So these two worlds are colliding, aren't they?
Yes, and you know, it's not uncommon for a small business to have 20 to 50% of the revenue that's coming in their building to essentially be passed through revenue that then is going to pay their outsourced vendors.
Right. That's right.
To do work for them.
Oh, listen, we're a perfect example of that. When I see, you know, when I see the money that comes in here and I see what's left, I say, where did it go? Where did it go? Wait a minute. All that went to that intellectual property attorney? Just kidding. Hey, David, the website is invention-protection.com, right?
Yes.
Invention-protection.com. That's David Dossie's website, and it's not your grandfather's intellectual property attorney website, folks. 22, right back. We're going to talk some specifics on how you can protect your intellectual property when you're working with other companies. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.